guess that my mum and dad don't live together, for a start. Unless you thought that my dad was the sort of person who wouldn't mind his wife having boyfriends. Well, he's not. You could have guessed that I skate. And you could have guessed that my best subject at school was art and design. Unless you thought I might be the sort of person who's always been taken to one side and told to apply for college by all the teachers in every subject. You know, and the teachers actually fight over me. No, Sam, forget art. Do physics. Forget physics. It would be a tragedy for the human race if you gave up French. And then they all start punching each other. Yeah, well, that sort of thing really, really doesn't happen to me. I can promise you, I have never, ever caused a fight between teachers. And you don't need to be Sherlock Holmes or whatever to work out that Alicia was a girl who meant something to me. I'm glad there are things you don't know and can't guess. Weird things. Things that have only ever happened to me in the whole history of the world, as far as I know. If you were able to guess it all from the first little paragraph, I'd start to worry that I wasn't an incredibly complicated and interesting person. Ha ha. This was a couple of years ago. This time when things were ticking along okay. So I was 15, nearly 16. And I don't want to sound pathetic, and I really don't want you to feel sorry for me, but this feeling that my life was okay was new to me. I never had that feeling before, and I haven't really had it since. I don't mean to say that I'd been unhappy. It was more that there had always been something wrong before, somewhere, something to worry about. And as you'll see, there's been a fair bit to worry about since. But we'll get to that. For instance, my parents were getting divorced, and they were fighting. Or they'd finished getting divorced, but were still fighting anyway, because they carried on fighting long after they got divorced. Or maths wasn't going very well. I hate maths. Or I wanted to go out with someone who didn't want to go out with me. All of this had just sort of cleared up, suddenly, without me noticing, really, the way the weather does sometimes. And that summer, there seemed to be more money around. My mum was working, and my dad wasn't as angry with her, which meant he was giving us what he ought to have been giving us all the time. So, you know, that helped. If I'm going to tell this story properly, without trying to hide anything, then there's something I should own up to, because it's important. Here's the thing. I know it sounds stupid, and I'm not this sort of person usually, honest. I mean, I don't believe in, you know, ghosts or reincarnation or any weird stuff at all. But this, it was just something that started happening. And anyway, I'll just say it, and you can think what you want. I talked to Tony Hawk, and Tony Hawk talks back. Some of you, probably the same people who thought I spend my time twirling around on ice skates, won't have heard of Tony Hawk. Well, I'll tell you, but I have to say that you should know already. Not knowing Tony Hawk is like not knowing Robbie Williams, or maybe even Tony Blair. It's worse than that if you think about it, because there are loads of politicians and loads of singers, hundreds of TV programmes. George Bush is probably even more famous than Tony Blair, and Britney Spears or Kylie are as famous as Robbie Williams. But there's only one skater, really, and his name's Tony Hawk. Well, there's not only one, but he's definitely the big one. He's the J.K. Rowling of skaters. The Big Mac, the iPod, the Xbox. The only excuse I'll accept for not knowing TH is that you're not interested in skating. When I got into skating, my mum bought me a Tony Hawk poster off the internet. It's the coolest present I've ever had, and it wasn't even the most expensive. And it went straight up onto my bedroom wall. And I just got into the habit of telling it things. At first, I only told Tony about skating. I'd talk about the problems I was having, or the tricks I'd pulled off. I pretty much ran into my room to tell him about the first rock and roll I managed, because I knew it would mean much more to a picture of Tony Hawk than it would to a real-life mum. I'm not dissing my mum, but she hasn't got a clue, really. So when I told her about things like that, she'd try to look all enthusiastic, but there was nothing really going on in her eyes. She was all, "Oh, that's great." But if I'd asked her what a rock and roll was, she wouldn't have been able to tell me. So what was the point? Tony knew, though. Maybe that was why Mum bought me the poster, so that I'd have somebody else to talk to. The talking back started soon after I'd read his book, Hawk, Occupation Skateboarder. I sort of knew what he sounded like then, and some of the things he'd say. To be honest, I sort of knew all of the things he'd say when he talked to me, because they came out of his book. I'd read it 40 or 50 times by then, and I've read it a few more times since,